From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories today include Colorado Cannabis Legalization Initiative certified for the November ballot. Cannabinoid may halt Alzheimer's progression, study says. DOE cuts funding for random student drug testing programs, and Seattle Hemp Fest celebrates 15 years this weekend. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First up today from Denver, Colorado. Colorado Cannabis Legalization Initiative certified for the November ballot. The Colorado Secretary of State's office announced Wednesday that a statewide initiative that seeks to eliminate all criminal and civil penalties for the possession of cannabis by adults has been certified to appear on the November 2006 ballot. Sponsored by Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation, or SAFER, the measure would amend state statutes to make the possession of up to 1 ounce of cannabis legal in Colorado for those age 21 or older. Last year, voters in Denver passed a similar municipal initiative by 54%. Sponsors turned in more than 130,000 signatures from Colorado voters to qualify the measure for the November ballot.
The campaign will highlight the hypocrisy of laws that prohibit the use of marijuana while allowing and even encouraging the use of alcohol, an infinitely more harmful drug.
That was SAFER campaign director Mason Tavert. More information can be found at saferchoice.org. Next up today from La Jolla, California. Cannabinoid may halt Alzheimer's progression, a study says. THC inhibits the formation of amyloid plaque, the primary marker for Alzheimer's disease, far more effectively than approved medications, according to preclinical data to be published in the journal Molecular Pharmaceutics. Investigators at the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California, reported that THC inhibits the enzyme responsible for the aggregation of amyloid plaque in a manner, quote, considerably superior, close quote, to approved Alzheimer's drugs, such as Donepezil and Tacrin. Quote, our results provide a mechanism whereby the THC molecule can directly impact Alzheimer's disease pathology, close quote, researchers concluded. They continued, quote, THC and its analogs may provide an improved therapeutic option for Alzheimer's disease by simultaneously treating both the symptoms and progression of the disease, close quote. Previous studies have shown cannabinoids to possess antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, both of which may play a role in moderating Alzheimer's. Last year, investigators at Madrid's Complutense University and Cajal Institute in Spain reported that the intracerebroventricular administration of the synthetic cannabinoid WIN55212-2 prevented cognitive impairment and decreased neurotoxicity in rats. Other cannabinoids were also found to reduce the inflammation associated with Alzheimer's disease in human brain tissue in culture. Quote, our results indicate that cannabinoids succeed in preventing the neurodegenerative process occurring in the disease, close quote, investigators concluded. Over 4.5 million Americans are estimated to be afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. That figure is expected to triple over the next 50 years. Previous human trials of synthetic THC Marinol and Alzheimer's found that administration of the drug reduced agitation and stimulated weight gain in patients suffering from the disease. Additional information on cannabinoids and neurodegenerative disorders is available on Normal's website. Next up today, from Washington, D.C., DOE cuts funding for random student drug testing programs. The U.S. Department of Education, or DOE, has dramatically reduced the level of funding available to subsidize random student drug testing programs in public high schools and middle schools, according to the agency's Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools. According to the agency, only $1.7 million in federal funds will be available for schools that wish to enact student drug testing programs for the 2006-2007 school year. Last year, the DOE subsidized student drug testing programs in 350 schools nationwide at a total cost of more than $7 million. The White House had previously proposed increasing the budget to fund student drug testing programs to more than $25 million. According to the DOE, grantees will be required to participate in an ongoing national evaluation of the effectiveness of mandatory student drug testing programs. To date, the only federal study to assess the impact of student drug testing policies on a national basis found that, quote, drug testing, as practiced in recent years in American secondary schools, does not prevent or inhibit student drug use, close quote. And finally today, from Seattle, Washington, Seattle Hemp Fest celebrates 15 years this weekend. Event organizers are anticipating nearly 150,000 attendees at this weekend's 15th annual Seattle Hemp Fest, taking place this Saturday and Sunday at Myrtle Edwards Park in downtown Seattle. More than 80 speakers, including Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre and Normal Founder Keith Strupp, and over 50 bands will participate in the two-day event, which is the largest annual marijuana law reform rally held anywhere in the world. Other speakers scheduled to appear at this year's Protestival include Normal Board and Advisory Board members Dale Geringer, Dominic Holden, Norm Kemp, Frank Lucido, George Raubacher, Norm Stamper, Jeffrey Steinborn, and Dan Vietz, as well as Ethan Nadelman, Executive Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, Mickey Norris, Executive Director of the Cannabis Consumers Campaign, Madeline Martinez, Executive Director of Oregon Normal, and Debbie Goldsberry, Executive Director of the Cannabis Action Network. For a complete schedule of this year's Seattle Hemp Fest speakers and events, please visit www.seattlehempfest.com. Tune in to Normal's Daily Audio Stash podcast next week for a number of HempFest audio specials. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. And stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening.
Can anybody point the way?
This is Dominic Holden for the Seattle Hemp Fest. Hemp Fest to Bloom on the Waterfront, largest marijuana law reform event to celebrate and advocate for 15th year. The perennial Seattle Hemp Fest will be held on Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, 2006, in Myrtle Edwards Park. With over 150,000 people expected to attend, it is America's largest marijuana law reform event. Set to the backdrop of downtown in the Olympic Mountains, the annual political festival features five stages of musical acts and speakers, including City Councilman Peter Steinbrück and former Seattle Police Chief Norm Stamper. Hundreds of exhibitors will sell hemp wares, and dozens of organizations will advocate an end to the drug war. A complete schedule and more information can be found at hempfest.org. The Seattle Hemp Fest is an all-volunteer effort and is free to attend. Donations are encouraged. Attendees are urged to ride public transportation to the event. In late July, HempFest organizers filed a lawsuit against the city and the Seattle Art Museum for failing to issue a permit and ensure access through construction of the Olympic Sculpture Park, which is adjacent to the venue. The suit was withdrawn 1 week later after a permit was issued and the Seattle Art Museum conceded access for vehicles and attendees. HempFest, founded in 1991, has been held in Myrtle Edwards Park every year but one since 1995. The region has shown favor to marijuana law reform by passing Seattle Enforcement Deprioritization Initiative 75 in 2003 and by approving statewide medical marijuana initiative 692 in 1998. Seattle is recognized throughout the country as a marijuana-friendly city. The Seattle Hemp Fest 15, America's largest pot protestable, Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, 2006, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Myrtle Edwards Park, Pier 70 on the downtown Seattle waterfront. The Seattle Hemp Fest advocates that marijuana be regulated like alcohol, adults who responsibly use marijuana not be treated as criminals, and nonviolent drug offenders be given treatment rather than incarcerated.
Anything you search for in life, you'll find it. Anything you search for.